So the big story this morning, the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize awarded to jointly three women around the world, two from Liberia, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberian Layman Bawi, and Tawakkul Karman of Yemen. They're all three activists recognized for their nonviolent struggle for the safety of women and for women's rights to full participation in peace-building work. Bola Mosoro joins us from the BBC Africa Service. Good morning, Bola.
Good morning, John.
And, you know, the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has actually spoken before a joint session of Congress here in the United States. I think she's certainly the individual with the highest profile this morning. Give us a sense of what this might mean to her, this Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, I mean, this is the icing on the cake for Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. This is a woman who's had a very long active career in politics in Liberia. She's known, actually, funnily, John, as the Iron Lady of Liberia. I think they coined that from the UK, following on Mrs. Thatcher's
wow.
footsteps. But I think the difference with Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, as many people say, even her opposition, the opposition in Liberia, is that this is a woman who, though has steely determination, she's warm. Many people, it comes across, her warmth comes across. I mean, I just spoke to her last week following the death of Wangari Maathai, you know, the environmentalist.
Sure,
she's
been on this program a number of times.
Exactly, who also was a Nobel Prize winner. She was, in fact, Africa's first female Nobel Prize winner. And Ellen Johnson Sirleaf spoke with such warmth and such love and care for Wangari Maathai. And this is something that she's had. She's a people person. I mean, she's the type of president that you can call up in, you know, first thing in the early hours of the morning to ask her to give you an obituary or her own tribute to a civil rights activist in another nation. So on that level, she's been somebody who's been praised by many people. On another level, though, she is a woman who the steely determination, John, has really been evident, because this is a woman who persevered. She first entered politics in the 1970s. She was actually a minister then under William Tolbert's government. But then once in the 1980s, she left politics quite soon after falling out with her president in the 1970s. But in the 1980s, returned, but then was imprisoned for her political views. She then criticized the then leader, Samuel Doe, was imprisoned briefly and then came back out. But she's always been in and out of politics until finally in 2005, after the long, bitter war that I'm sure many of your listeners remember that Liberia
Absolutely.
You know, she stood for the second time in Liberia, in post-war Liberia. She stood for president, and she won the presidency in 2005, beating Charles Taylor.
An extraordinary resume and an extraordinary sort of life of struggle. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, one of the winners of the Nobel Prize this morning. We've been speaking with Bola Mosoro, joining us from the BBC Africa Service. Thanks so much, Bola.